weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge 105. 120 musicians in Cambridge have signed up to learn a new instrument on one group lesson and then 8 weeks on their own. They then take grade one and play a concert on the 10th of September, all for charity. Jan Moore went along to talk to Sarah Upjohn to see how she's getting on with the double bass.
I chose the double bass because in the last grade one of them, I did the flute, which I resolutely did not get along with for the whole of grade one of them, which I passed. And then for several years after, I tried to like it. But in all honesty, I didn't. I kept going dizzy if I played long notes. And I never got the hang of it, and it set my teeth on edge.
Oh.
And you can't play and you're smiling, and I'm quite a smiley person, and it just all goes wrong. So a complete opposite, I thought, complete opposite. And I have started learning the bass guitar, and the double bass is the same strings, mm-hmm. and I can practice reading the bass clef.
Right.
And so it was for that purpose.
Oh, OK.
But it's very big.
That's what I was thinking.
very big
indeed. So how are you doing? I mean, what are the challenges then of learning the double bass?
The challenges are moving it about. I mean, I have to plan when I'm going to set it up and where, and there has to be, you know, I have to go to a room in the house that nobody else is using. The challenges beyond that are particular to this bass, and I've been lent the most beautiful bass from Cambridge's Schools Music services, and it's a very expensive bass. It's just beautiful, and a child-sized bow, because it was the Schools Music service.
Okay.
And so I am not a child-sized person, and I am playing a beautiful double bass with a child-sized bow.
Right.
That's a bit of a struggle. And I'm having enormous trouble swapping between when you have to bow and when you have to pluck, because I'm not quite sure what to do with the bow.
Right.
I'm at risk of dropping it.
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it, how those technical things are just second nature to the experienced player.
Completely.
And then become quite big issues.
We've
discovered, I've discovered when talking to other players, that those things that your teachers just take for granted and don't think you need to consider.
And in actual fact, the swapping between bowing and pizzicato isn't required for the grade one exam, but it's written into the orchestral music.
Right.
So it's sort of beyond the grade one exam.
Yes.
Pieces. So it's things like that, even logistical things of where to put the music stand. So through my very focal glasses, I can see, and it's not too far away, so I can't see, but it's not too close, so I whack it with the bow. Just the setup is tricky.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it's those practical details then that are getting in the way of you learning the pieces. Yeah. But are you onto your pieces?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Yes. I have chosen three that were all in the same book. So I only had to buy one book, which I bought secondhand from Amazon.
Oh, right.
And it had all the pencil markings already in for bowing and phrasing. Some poor kid had clearly used it. So I've chosen three pieces from the same book.
Right. Oh, well, that's good.
One is okay. One is almost okay. And one is really hard.
Right. And then what about the technical things, the scales and all of that?
They're okay as long as I'm really thinking. Unlike a guitar, the double bass doesn't have any fret markings at all, so I put some stickers on, or in fact Elaine, who did the first lesson, helped me put stickers on, so I've got some stickers as markers. But it's very hard to look at what your bow hand is doing, because it's a very long way away from what your left hand is doing. It's not like the violin, where you can probably see both in the same view. It's actually you have to look down and then I have to look round. So just getting those two bits coordinated.
Gosh.
It's tricky. It's all a matter of everything being much bigger.
Yes.
Huge.
Absolutely.
It's a huge thing.
So why did you sign up then for the Oxford and Cambridge note race, often known as grade one of them?
Because of Mrs. Hodges. How could I not? I've known Thalia for a long time because she taught my son piano lessons.
Oh, okay.
For a long time when he was at school. And how could I not? She was doing exactly the right thing. It was that email when there was all of the stuff about, refugee children in Syria. And she said, right, we're going to do this. And I thought, right there with you, I'm doing it too. How could you not?
Because certainly the last time we did it, she and I and Russell Keeble stood on the stage together and said, never again.
Yes, I remember.
And she was very clear about that. And then, as you say, her heart was just melted by all of that.
Yeah.
And, yes, Thalia Hodges is impossible to say no to, which is why 120 people have signed
And that was why, you know, that's what we're going to do. Right, yeah. I'm doing it. There's no way I wouldn't have.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. So I think, you know, the crucial thing for our listeners is that we have all these people all over, I was thinking, all over Europe, actually, with their mouthpieces and bits of, of instruments that they've taken with them, ploughing through their summer holidays on their own for these extraordinary causes.
Yeah. And they are good causes. That, you know, there's no way that I wouldn't have not done it. And you know, the Blue Smile does such fabulous work with local kids who are so distressed. It's, you know... it's amazing.
Absolutely. So it's worth all of that. And then, of course, if people at home want to sponsor, that's still available. Go to the Oxford and Cambridge Notways page, and I'll put information on that later. And then, of course, buy a ticket for the concert. I always say the word concert really quickly when it's the Oxford and Cambridge, it's the note raise. But they're now there, and the music's available for the orchestral players. Yep. So. Yeah. Not only are you having to learn your pieces for the exam, you're also having to...
And it's also learning such a different instrument. I was thinking just during this week that I'll be on a completely different part of the stage from anywhere else I've ever sat in a concert. As Jan knows, I'm a singer. I'm sing with one of the big Cambridge choirs. And I know where the altos stand, and I'm used to the sound around me. From that, and I'll be in a completely different place on the stage.
You'll be quite close to the audience.
I will be quite close to the audience, and I apologise if I accidentally throw my bow at any of them.
So that's, I think that's a crucial thing. Do not buy a ticket
near the double
near the double bases, which is the main entrance door into the auditorium in rows D, E, and F.
Oh dear!
But I think it's absolutely fantastic, and I think. When we look on the web pages of all those people who are getting together and supporting. Yeah. I mean, have you had the support of other string players?
Yes, I've I have very good friends who play, two of them are viola players, and one of their children plays double bass. Mm. I've spoken to her, and another one whose daughter plays double bass, who I've spoken to. I've had all sorts of advice about holding the bow and about the pressure, and so I have had advice from friends, which has been very supportive and very useful, and at times quite funny, so it has to be said.
But when it comes down to it, it's all of those extraordinary people and their instrument at home struggling and learning those pieces and just getting on with it. The date is getting closer.
And it's interesting because this time we've done it over the course of the summer holidays, and I understand that for many people they're less busy during the summer holidays, but many of us are not less busy.
No, and not around.
No, exactly. My double bass certainly did not come to Centre Parks with us.
Right. Well, talking about double basses, I think it's time we heard a little bit of how you've been doing.
All right.
Let's do that.
Been amazed by the double bass and really why anybody would want to play it at all. So well done, Sarah. All the instrumental places in Oxford and Cambridge are full, but if you want to support this extraordinary event, the Oxford and Cambridge Note Race, then go to the webpage to find out how to sponsor and also how to buy tickets for that concert on the 10th of September. And if you're not busy on the 3rd, so the week before, then you can catch up with some of the brass learners on a punt at 3 o'clock from Silver Street, thanks to Scudamore's punts. That could be an interesting exercise if ever there was one. And Jan Moore was reporting there.